USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The flood of illegal immigrants who have been caught at the southern border is passing the 1 million mark for the fiscal year. That's according to new numbers out Friday from Customs and Border Protection. In June, agents caught nearly 189,000 illegal immigrants who were sneaking across the border. That's a 5% increase month to month. Encounters with unaccompanied children are up 8% this month, and the number of families who have been caught is up 25%. President Biden is slamming social media companies for allowing the spread of what he believes is misinformation about coronavirus vaccines. The president telling reporters on his way to Camp David,
"They're killing people. I mean, they're really, look, the only pandemic we have is among the unvaccinated, and they're killing people."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Donald Trump is responding to anonymously sourced claims that General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, allegedly told subordinates that he felt the need to be on guard after the November 3rd election. Milley reportedly telling two anonymous officials that, quote, "You can't do this without the military. You can't do this without the CIA and the FBI. We're the guys with the guns," close quote. But Trump, in a statement on Thursday, said Milley's comments were false, saying, quote, "I never threatened or spoke to anyone about a coup of our government." Trump adding, "So ridiculous." Four parents filed a lawsuit against the District of Columbia alleging the district's recently enacted law deprives parents' constitutional rights and endangers children's safety by allowing minors as young as 11 to get vaccinated without their parents' consent or knowledge. Children's Health Defense and Parental Rights Foundation filing the lawsuit in a district court in D.C. USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The Surgeon General of the United States is calling on big tech to crack down on so-called COVID-19 misinformation that was released in a report the same day the White House acknowledged that it's flagging posts for Facebook. Misinformation is defined by health officials as information that is false, inaccurate, or misleading. Officials worry that misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines and other COVID-19 topics are undercutting the U.S. response to the pandemic and preventing some Americans from getting a vaccine. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley, not a fan of big tech working with the White House.
"But I think it's really scary to have the federal government of the United States, the White House, compiling lists of people, organizations, whatever, and then going to a private company that, by the way, is a monopoly, Facebook, and saying, you need to censor, you need to do something about this, you need to tell these users, these private users in a private company, what they can or cannot say." I mean, I just think that this kind of coordination between big government and the big monopoly corporation, boy, that is scary stuff, and it really is censorship, Brett.
The bootleg fire in southern Oregon is leaving over 2,000 people without a home. The fire has destroyed over 220,000 acres of forest near Klamath Falls, and over 1,700 firefighters are trying to contain it. The bootleg fire is the largest of 70 major wildfires burning in the United States right now. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.